Roger Ailes has died, the hugely influential chair and CEO of Fox News. From its inception in 1996, when it drew oxygen from the Clinton White House and the scandal therein, till last summer when Ailes was forced out of Fox in a sexual harassment scandal of his own. According to NPR's David Folkenflik, no contemporary figure has done more to shape the intersection of American media and politics than Ailes. He had unrivaled influence in the public sphere. Let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. He starts the hour. And David, for listeners maybe blanching at that characterization, you know, saying maybe, you know, he hammered a divide, he coarsened the public discourse. You mean for better or worse, I'm guessing.
For better and worse?
Or and.
You know, I think that, that you cannot understand the current media moment without understanding the influence Ailes had as a political figure, understanding how to use media, particularly on behalf of Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush. He was a key advisor to each during successful presidential runs. And also as a media figure, not just blurring but effectively erasing the line between what we think of as TV news and politics itself, realizing that for cable what you want is the largest possible niche audience, and that he fostered a sense of grievance among he fostered and affirmed, I should say, a sense of existing grievance among political and cultural conservatives, that the mainstream media was biased against them. And then he presented them with the mirror image from the right of the distorted view that he was serving up to them of what the rest of the mainstream media was about. So much of what Fox did, particularly in those early years when he created it in 96 with Rupert Murdoch, was in creating and defining Fox in opposition to the rest of the media. Fox News was fair and balanced. Well, he was essentially saying that as a way of saying the rest of the media wasn't. Fox News would be explicitly patriotic as a way of indicating, you know, the rest of those networks, CBS, CNN, those other guys, they don't care what happens to our country, or more dangerously, they might even want bad things to happen here so they can go cover it. Again and again, he found ways to project the idea that Fox was a home for people with conservatism. And at the same time, he then began rewriting the rules of what coverage was, not just having essentially a conservative outlet for much of its airtime and for its most popular shows, but of rewriting what ideas of fairness really were, of rewriting – of following stories that would – in which he would cast victims and saviors, heroes and villains, you know, stories that were at times kinds of cultural obsessions and based often on rather flimsily reported conspiracy theories and in ways often that did harm to the subjects of those stories, particularly people of color.
Well, he advised candidate Trump, and you tweeted today that Trump would not have been possible without Fox News giving him a platform for offensive and untrue Obama birther claims. But you mentioned the word patriot, and many are using that today to describe him. The story goes that Ailes and William Kristol walked away from the rubble of Watergate and vowed to create a conservative media to counter, you know, the Washington Post, which, you know, had uncovered a cover-up. It wasn't considered, you know, it was straight journalism. But do you think he saw himself as a patriot or an opportunist fanning others' indignation the way you just described?
I think he did see himself as a patriot. The statement released by his now widow, Elizabeth Ailes, this morning explicitly invoked that. I think he saw himself as a savior of the country, of the culture, of politics, of particularly Republican politics. He would often wade in. You mentioned Donald Trump, who he advised not just after he left Fox last summer for a little while, but before, when he was serving as chairman of Fox. He and Rupert Murdoch essentially insisted to Mitt Romney that he select Paul Ryan, now the House Speaker, as his running mate in 2012. There were a number of times he waded into politics not successfully, but he saw himself as the one who had the vision not just for how to make more than $1 billion a year in profits at Fox News, which he certainly attained, but also in what the shape of the country should look like, particularly through the vehicle of the Republican Party. But even in his concrete and real belief in what he was doing, he was very conservative but also quite pragmatic in funny ways, and he was he was conservative, and at times he knew that what he was feeding on the air didn't necessarily comport with the truth, because he felt often the point of Fox was to stick it in the eye of the liberal elite, yeah, and particularly the rest of the media. And if he could do that by putting up a story that might be sketchily reported, you know, the strict coverage of news, the confirmation, the painstaking reporting that so many reporters do, even some of them at Fox News themselves, that was never the point of the enterprise for Roger Ailes.
Look, David, just half a minute here. Bill O'Reilly deposed Megyn Kelly to NBC, Greta Van Susteren to MSNBC, another conservative network, Sinclair, growing. Is his legacy crumbling?
You know, I think it's certainly difficult to see Fox News being able to prosper as ripely, even as it's making a yeah. ton of money, without some significant reinvention. It's got to rid itself of the toxic culture he created there, and also figure out what life looks like in a world where it needs to reach out to a younger and in right. some ways more moderate audience.
And one without Roger Ailes. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.